All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys that the opening monologue, the Right Side Way, every single day brought to you by attorney Stan McDonald from the law firm of Wilmer and Lee, and we'll talk about him more in just a minute. So last night, Joe Biden gave a speech from the Oval Office, and it was touted as his farewell speech. He pointed out himself that he's ending 50 years of service in D.C., and I, for one, am really glad, to be honest. I mean, at the risk of sounding like I'm kicking a man when he's down, let me just kick some more. Because last night's speech was the ultimate attempt to once again gaslight the American public. But it really felt like it fell flat. I watched it. I watched the whole thing. That's 20 minutes of my life. I'll never get back. And while there were some things I agreed with, like the sentiments about the greatness of our nation and the will of the people and the legacy of American democracy, even when he said those things, somehow or another, it felt more like platitudes. Like maybe the speechwriters have already left the building, so they pumped in some suggested AI-generated patriotic phrases and he just read them off the teleprompter. I mean, let's be honest. Everything about Biden's presidency felt like we were watching Jim Carrey's character in The Truman Show. You ever seen the movie The Truman Show? I mean, I'm generally speaking not a fan of Jim Carrey, but The Truman Show was one of his only forays into actual drama. Carrey played the part of a man named Truman who didn't know that he was living inside of a reality show. An entire world had been built around him with actors playing his friends and family, a whole town that he lived in, a whole environment, really. Even the weather, it was all contrived. Truman had no idea he lived in a fake world. And every day he greeted his neighbors, he went to work, and from the time that he was a child, he'd been kept inside a bubble with a plastic world that he thought was real. Meanwhile, on the outside of the actual sets The Truman Show used, the world would watch Truman's life in real time. He was the number one character in a world that he thought was real and the rest of the world knew wasn't. But it just went on and on and on, 24/7. Truman had habits that everyone smiled and nodded at, one of which was that every day he'd step out of his front door dressed smartly for work, carrying his briefcase, and wave at his neighbor as they watered the flowers and say, "Good morning, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night." Well, the directors and the actors and the producers of The Truman Show, they were gaslighting the main character. Nothing about it was good. First of all, understand this. Gaslighting is considered in clinical circles to be a form of psychological manipulation in the midst of an abusive relationship, a means by which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion in their victim's mind. It's a means by which one individual seeks to gain power over and control of another by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and their intuition. The term gaslighting, it actually comes from a 1938 play called Angel Street, which Alfred Hitchcock adapted to the film called Gaslight. In the movie, a man tries to convince his wife that she's going insane so he can steal from her. When he turns on the lights in the attic to search for her jewelry collection and the gas lights dim downstairs because of it, he tells her it's all in her imagination. Well, gradually she begins to question her own memories and perceptions, but the term has become a more normalized part of the daily vernacular and used often to describe what happens when public discourse or political speeches or social media censoring or any other form of dialogue works to create an alternate view, coupled with, like usually, an insulting or canceling or threatening of the person with the opposite view. Well, we saw this, and the weird thing is, while Biden's trying to gaslight us, the reality is he doesn't know he's being gaslit every day during his presidency. But in the movie The Truman Show, there was a point in the movie when reality began to seep in. Truman began to sense trouble in paradise. He no longer trusted people who told him everything was okay. He's okay. And he began to lash out and get erratic. He tried to take back control. He tried to seize the narrative. At every turn, the actors who were pretending to be his friends and family, they just patted him on the head and told him condescendingly everything was well, he had it all under control. Until one day, they couldn't hide it from him anymore, and reality hit Truman like a brick. His whole life was a fake. And somehow Biden's speech last night felt like that. The speech felt like he desperately wanted to believe his reality, but he had already begun to believe the actual reality. But yet, he sat there in the Oval Office last night and basically put on his fake face in his farewell speech and he said, "Good morning, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night." It was a symbol of his entire failed presidency. I mean, do you remember how many times over the last 4 years Biden appeared to have no grasp of the facts, no ability to convey the ground truth of events? I believe it was very likely because he was being kept from the truth. Told that things were great by his staff and family who were really just manipulating him to get the narrative they wanted. It was like Biden was living in the Truman Show. Like the time in 2022, when Biden literally took a question from Fox's Peter Doocy during a rare press event. Doocy asked him about the constant walkbacks that the White House staff had to provide to clean up Biden's errant comments on Ukraine. The first thing out of his mouth, nobody's walking back anything. Well, so Doocy gave him a list of three major gaffes from the previous 72 hours. Chemical weapons said we respond in kind. U.S. troops going to Ukraine. Putin shouldn't remain in power. His response, none of those three things ever happened. Well, we not only have the video and audio proof that they did happen, but we also have a photo of the cheat sheet that he was holding in his hand when he answered Doocy that told him how he should spin his answers to walk back the question of the walkbacks. Look, folks, if that's not a man living in an alternate reality, I don't know what is. But it was like that all the time. So last night, Biden gave a speech, and he touted successes that never happened. He said his administration had created more jobs than anybody, but they were really just jobs that people went back to after the COVID lockdowns were lifted. He said the world is safer, as Afghanistan is now back in Taliban hands, Ukraine is on fire, and the Middle East is in conflict. He pressed in on the dark efforts of what he called a rich oligarchy rising in power that don't pay their fair share. While just a week ago, he gave a Presidential Medal of Freedom to none other than progressive dark lord billionaire George Soros. He claimed that the economy that he's leaving to the incoming Trump administration is the best ever. Never mind the rampant inflation or the fact that the economy was the number one reason why he lost the election. I mean, to hear his speech, you would think that Joe Biden was taking a victory lap after completing two amazing world-changing terms. Two. But instead, he's among a very select group of one-term presidents leaving the office with the worst approval ratings ever, with only 33% of Americans believing he did a good job. But, by the way, that's less than half the approval ratings that Democrat presidents Clinton and Obama left office with. But there was a moment in the movie, though, The Truman Show again, there was a moment in that movie when the manipulating directors, actors, and producers, they could no longer control the narrative. A moment when Truman stumbled upon truth and began to see that he had been misled and the cat was out of the bag. And the truth about his fake existence in the movie came crashing down. And The Truman Show itself came to an end. I believe that Joe Biden had that moment in June of last year when he took the debate stage. I think his handlers told him he was fine. Everything was good. No problems. You got this. You're doing a great job, boss. The country loves you. But even still, they took a week off to prep him, a whole week out of the White House. And then he stepped out on that stage with Donald Trump and completely unraveled as the whole world watched the Biden show come crashing to an end. The jig was up. The gaslighting of Joe Biden, the gaslighting of America, was finally over. His handlers were desperate, so they tried to spin that everything was still fine and that as a, you know, magnanimous gesture of his statesmanship, he would step aside and let the younger generation have the helm. But we could see it. We could see it because also now he could see it. And last night's speech was the final scene in a fake presidency. It was pitiful and it was maddening all at the same time. And I believe that Joe Biden finally saw what they didn't want him to see. That he was being used and lied to and that he wasn't even the one making the decisions and he really lost his mojo. He was a character in a reality show and they were propping him up. So last night from the Oval Office, Joe Biden looked in the camera and told America, good morning, in case I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night. And the Biden show came to an end. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.